It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. Dane Neal in the studio, and he does a show called On the Road with Dane Neal on Saturdays from 2 to 4 on this very radio station. And you're actually going to be on the road, aren't you? Oops. There you go.
Yeah, people had thought it was a little disingenuous. I mean, how you're really just sitting in the studio. It should be sitting on a chair in the studio
with Dane.
Right. And so in order to answer those critics, right, and to silence them and improve our, no pun intended, street kid, yeah, we are taking the show on the road to Taste of Des Plaines. So for those people that think just a show with me is, you know, obviously not enough, that you need...
Who's going to say that out loud?
I don't know. I've heard rumors on the streets.
Your
right?
family.
Right. You get a lot from the kids. You get that. They're going to have a classic car show, you know, great live music, and some of the best restaurants around specifically.
This is Friday and not this Friday and Saturday, but a week from Friday and Saturday.
We thought we'd do it so people have time to change their plans, you know, to come up with some kind of a curable illness, you know, or some kind of, oh, geez, you know, it came up kind of thing. And get out there, change your plans, and get or just confirm your plans and be a Taste of Des Plaines. And in studio, we've got Brian Corey. He is our ambassador from the great village of Des Plaines. And then Phil Azuziak, he is from Tiki Terrace. And one of the things I really like about it is Taste of Des Plaines. So it isn't just Des Plaines Fest, right? Mm-hmm. So they're going to highlight a lot of the great restaurants there. And Des Plaines has got a really cool diversity of places. You know, Brian's going to talk about it. I'm sure Phil will add in as well. But it isn't just one kind of place. It's got everything from all sorts of different diverse cuisine, and it'll be there.
Brian, is anything Dane said true?
Absolutely.
It is
all
true. All right.
I love these tastes. Honest to God, it's just so fun because a lot of times you don't want to commit to one particular restaurant. You're unsure of it.
Right.
So go walk around and taste some things.
And all of our restaurants offer smaller portions of a certain item so that you can truly have a taste of Des Plaines. So there's 10 restaurants, and you can walk the street and try 10 different samples and then go back and pick one or two that you like and get the entree.
I love it.
How long has this been going on for?
It has a very long history. It's been... in many forms, but in its latest form, this will be the third year. This is totally Des Plaines. You have to have a bricks and mortar restaurant in Des Plaines to be a part of it.
Yeah. So, was somebody from Morton Grove trying to force their way in? Is that why you did it this way?
Well, you know, the Morton Grovians.
Oh, the worst. They're the worst. All right. So that's the rule, is you must have a brick and mortar restaurant somewhere within the Des Plaines limits. And that
Correct.
Gets you in. Okay, good.
And Brian, let's talk a little bit about the motivation. Of course, you mentioned the long history. We've seen the, you know, the sepia tone photographs of, you know, settlers and wagons enjoying, you know, the original
right.
taste of Des Plaines,
way,
the morsel of Des Plaines back then, because there wasn't a lot of food going around. But to really highlight it, it's one of those that the community really gets behind. Not only the people from the city, the village are all super supportive, participating in every aspect, but it really is that great opportunity to not only bring people from Des Plaines together to celebrate, but kind of share and get the word out about Des Plaines.
That's correct. We do this as a city. We do this as a thank you to our residents that live there and a little something extra for them, but also to bring people in from other communities that don't necessarily know about what we have in Des Plaines. It is a great destination. It's close to downtown. It's a 25-minute train ride downtown. And we have some world-class restaurants. There's some restaurants in Des Plaines that I would put up against any of the big chefs downtown here.
We name names.
Wow.
We have a place called Sunrise Grill Cafe in Des Plaines. It's been around for about 10 years. The chef of that restaurant worked for all the big names downtown, mm-hmm. and he finally said, why am I doing this for somebody else? Let me do it for myself. And he has an amazing menu. So he's sort of like a diner at breakfast, and he's like a cafe at lunch, and then at dinner. He also does prefix specials, but you can get things like ossobuco and beef stroganoff. Mm. And beet and goat cheese salad.
Oh, I mean, love beets. I'm the only one who loves beets. Loves them.
You are.
Wow. So you never expect to find something like that in Des Plaines. We have Greek restaurants. We have Phil here with his Hawaiian cuisine and shows.
Yeah.
You're right, Wendy.
Why do you think he came shirtless?
Tiki Terrace has a luau show like every weekend and every Wednesday. So we offer a whole experience. And in fact, at our booth this year, you're going to see like a 16-foot Maori tiki. And you're going to see you know, a bunch of palm trees. So you definitely won't even miss us. In fact, there'll be a whole roasted pig right in front. So
That's the luau action right
that
there.
That sounds really good.
Absolutely.
Phil, what's your background with this? How do you know so much about the tiki culture?
Well, it started a long, long time ago. We used a fire knife dance for different luaus in the Chicagoland area. And then we would go to Hawaii and actually compete in fire knife competitions.
You did this personally?
Yeah, I do this personally.
Wow.
That's how it started
off.
Have
you been stabbed accidentally ever?
A couple times.
A few times. Yeah.
I've been burned more than stabbed. But
It goes with the territory.
Is there scarring?
I have a few scars on my arms.
A couple scars? Wow.
Yeah, some of those are from the kitchen. Some of those are from the Samoan fire knife.
Yeah.
But, that's how we started off. Then we would go to Hawaii many times a year, and we just fell in love with the Polynesian culture and the food and the people and the music.
Mm-hmm.
And then
the weather.
Yeah, absolutely. The weather's not bad.
Everything about it. And then, we made our home in Des Plaines and opened up a Hawaiian restaurant.
Right there on the ocean in Des Plaines?
Absolutely.
What's it called?
It's called the Tiki Terrace.
Love it. Gotta go there.
And and we'll be at the Taste this year doing Hawaiian food and Kalua pig.
So will there be poi?
There will not be poi.
Good, because no one likes that.
The people of Des Plaines won't eat two things. They won't eat poi, and they won't eat Spam. And both of those are huge in Hawaii.
Yeah.
So we've tried this, and we failed.
Can you tell us why Spam is so popular in Hawaii?
Yeah, I mean, in Japan, it's actually a very impressive gift. But in Hawaii, there's like 60 types of Spam. But it goes back to World War II. Like, the GIs would put this in their backpacks because it was preserved in a can. And they came back after war, and they hated it so much. And so it just got a bad rap. And to this day, people are still like, Spam, that's gross,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I call it gelatinous meat, because that's kind of what it is.
It is.
It probably says it somewhere on the can.
Right.
It's fine print.
And poi you could use, like, if you have a hole in your drywall or something,
sure.
You could just put that right
it's
in there.
It's compared to wallpaper paste.
Yeah, delicious. Wow.
Yum.
You're making us all hungry.
Yeah.
you've participated in this Des Plaines Fest in the past.
We have, in the past.
Yeah. And what happens? Like, people come and they try a little bit of it, and then this is what you're hoping for. They like what they get, so they come to the restaurant and they're regulars.
Yeah. We tell them that, we get a lot of people that come to the restaurant from far away, but a lot of people right in Des Plaines don't know that they can experience Hawaii, and it's right in their backyard.
That sounds so
without
good.
The airfare.
So, yeah,
that's our goal this year.
Tropical drinks, I'm guessing, I'm hoping?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The tiki drinks and the tiki mugs with the umbrellas and pineapples and Mai Tais and zombies and suffering bastards and all that good stuff.
That was named after you, Bill.
Thank you. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back and more discussion. If you want to jump in, you can easily at 312-981-7200. It's Bill F. and Wendy Snyder on WGN. Dane Neal is here. We're talking about Taste of Des Plaines. It's going on not this weekend, but Father's Day weekend on a Friday and the Saturday preceding Father's Day.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those big summer festivals. Wendy mentioned it. There's so many great things going around Chicagoland. This is one where, a city we're all familiar with, Des Plaines, is able to kind of show its best side on the food side. Also on the proximity side, Brian mentioned it, Brian Corey is with us as well, it is kind of uniquely located next to all of those modes of transportation. Get almost anywhere in the city or suburbs. And what would you say, Brian, like 20 minutes or so?
Yeah, I mean, we're right by the tri-state. We're right by the Northwest Tollway. We're right on the train line. We're very close to Rosemont, where you can pick up the end of the Blue Line, close to O'Hare. So it's
very conveniently located.
Yeah.
So you can get anywhere in just a few minutes from Des Plaines, but you don't need to leave Des Plaines in order to what? Taste the world.
Oh, well
right?
Said.
Because of the diversity
nicely
of food.
Done,
so,
Dane.
Brian, talk about some of the other restaurants there and how they've got some really interesting cuisines from all over the place.
Well, we have 10 restaurants participating this year. We try to make sure that there's no duplication of recipes or food types. So, for example, there's one Mexican, there's only one pizza. One Hawaiian. Not that there's a lot.
There was
of
a lot of competition. Still won out this year.
But that
fight.
Must be tough, like with Italian restaurants or Greek restaurants or some that are more prevalent in Des Plaines, to just limit it to one. That must be a challenge.
That's
right?
True. So what we do is we have American Wild Burger, which does organic and hormone antibiotic free beef.
Yeah.
So they take care of our hamburgers. They also are doing something called avocado donuts, which is they're delicious. You think that's a weird combination, but you put a little powdered sugar on those avocado donuts, and they are
unique
phenomenal.
And interesting. Would be
let's
the
go
weird
with
substitute.
And interesting. Yeah, right.
We do have a Greek restaurant doing gyros, spanakopita, souvlaki. We have a Mexican restaurant doing the tacos, burritos, nachos, guacamole, homemade tamales, everything homemade. Interesting, we went and filmed in their kitchen. This is a called Mexico restaurant. Nothing in boxes and cans and things in their kitchen except spices.
Really?
So everything from scratch.
Homemade.
The chef cuts his own cut of skirt steak to make the steak tacos. They're incredible. Rivers Casino will be there this year. They have a menu with a shrimp po' boy, a meatball sub, a chorizo dog, and they're doing some homemade gelato.
No, that sounds good, too.
So,
what a variety.
Yeah,
seriously.
Yeah. Sunrise Grill, the chef I was talking about, is doing braised pot roast with couscous, a mini Cuban sandwich, mojo marinated chicken on rosemary skewers, and Italian rice balls.
Arancini, is that what it's called?
Yeah, Arancini. I think so.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
There's not a thing you've mentioned so far, Brian, that doesn't sound good.
Well, how about
this?
How about pretzels with Guinness Merck's cheddar dip?
Oh, even better.
That's from the Tap House Grill.
Can
and
you
they're
talk
doing
slower?
Their famous buffalo wings. And we have T Bob's Barbecue. We have one barbecue restaurant. He smokes everything in house.
Yeah.
And he's doing hot links, rib tips, smoked chicken legs. Barbecued ribs.
Lower.
Cajun. I know. This is. I'm salivating.
Wow.
Totally.
Cajun potatoes and coleslaw.
Yeah.
I love coleslaw.
Coleslaw is
I'm
the
fun
best.
At a party.
He won't tell me his secret, but it is the best coleslaw.
But it's good. That's all we need to know.
Subliminally, Wendy just asked. No one else heard her. Just me, because I knew what she was thinking. She was asking if there was a beet-themed restaurant. Was there competing? Because
no beets. That's on the regular menu at Sunrise Grill, but... I think that's one of those things that probably wouldn't sell well at a festival like Spam.
Right.
But go to their restaurant.
Someday.
And they'll have
beet
it there.
Fest.
Does this work similar to Taste of Chicago where you buy tickets? Is
yes.
That, is that the same kind of a
principle? Yeah. Right. You buy tickets. They're dollar increments. They're sold in strips of 5 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
And everything I would say on the menu is from 3 to 9 tickets. You know,
priced fairly.
Priced fairly.
Yeah.
And sodas and waters are $2, you know, and it's a bargain. Everything else about this event is free. So it's free admission. We have other things for kids to do. We have bounce houses. We have a video gaming truck. We have a rock climbing wall. We have a petting zoo.
A reptile show.
Oh,
really?
Our petting zoo has exotic animals, kangaroos.
All indigenous to Des Plaines?
No. they have a camel. They have a fox.
Uh-huh.
And so all that is free. So it's a great family outing on Saturday when we do the family day. You can come if you don't want to eat and drink. You literally can come and spend no money.
Oh, wow.
Well, you think about it. And now we know why. We've heard enough to know exactly why it's called Taste of Des Plaines. But you'd think after being there a little bit, especially later on in the day, you'd think it was like Sounds of Des Plaines, right? Because
yes.
You have some of the best... music acts and some of the favorite kind of, I don't want to say bar bands, but kind of festival acts of Chicagoland play.
We have, we were lucky enough to secure Seventh Heaven this year on Friday
Love
night.
Love those guys.
They play over 200 shows a year to over 1 million people a year, and they are from Des Plaines.
Yeah.
Richie, I've seen them at a fest. They're very entertaining.
And they do a good show.
Yes.
Yeah.
They do a great show. They do originals and covers. Richie, The leader of the band is from Des Plaines, grew up in Des Plaines, and his best friend since they were kids from Mount Prospect, just right across the road. And when they were 9 years old, they said they went to a Taste of Des Plaines and said, "We want to be on that stage."
Oh,
someday.
That's cool!
So,
wow,
they love
wow.
coming home to play because it's a lot of their neighbors and friends and people they grew up with and stuff. So
that's great.
That's just one of the great acts. We have the D62s, which is made up of school teachers and administrators from our
really?
From District 62.
District 62.
An educational
cute.
Component. Yeah.
That's our opening act every year. That's our kind of our tradition. They put a band together and they
wow.
open every
Instead
year.
Instead of an encore, they tell the audience they have to stay after.
They call it detention.
Right. Hey, a great question is coming via telephone 312-981-7200. Mike, you had a question about Taste of Des Plaines.
Yes, I was wanting to know where exactly in Des Plaines this is.
That's a top secret. That, we don't want to give that
you
out.
You have to find it.
Right.
This is in downtown Des Plaines, right by the train station. It's on Ellenwood, which runs parallel to Minor, right in front of the Des
Just
Plaines
off of Dempster,
Public Library.
Right?
Dempster turns into Minor Street.
Yeah.
Are you going to go, Mike?
Well, I was thinking about it. It's close to O'Hare, and I was going to look for that little guy running around pointing in the air, yelling, "Displanes, displanes."
That's why you called, isn't it, Mike? Hang up on yourself.
Oh, no.
Have a great one.
Herbie Velichez reference. Thank you so much, Mike.
So Brian will give out the information with the website, where I'm sure it's got all the different acts, what times, and a lot of those great family-friendly things going on at Taste of Displanes. And we're going to be there. We're going to bring WGN Radio there on Saturday, and we're going to be out there doing On the Road. So we're going to have some great interviews. They've got a big kind of a car show, a classic car show that goes on there as well. We'll be highlighting some of those cars too, right?
That's correct. On Saturday, we do. You can cruise in any time afternoon, but if you'd like to be judged, we do the judging between 2 and 4. It's all audience judge. Everybody gets a little ballot, and they walk around, and they can vote for their favorite stock car, their favorite custom car, and then a best in show. And then we do trophies at 5. And for you classic car owners that are listening, we do allow you to leave your car parked in the reserve area if you want to stay and enjoy the rest of the day. And the evening bands, we let you stay there till the end of the event. So
wow, chock full of things to do.
And we're going to be there as well. And we're going to actually have, and this is going to be great for Taste of Displanes, we're just announcing it, but we're going to have the stock car, the Chicagoland Speedway stock car will be there on site right next to where we are. Mm-hmm. And we'll be giving away a couple tickets to the big NASCAR weekend coming up as well. So people will be able to see that car. It's cool. There'll be some stuff for kids as well. And people who attend Taste of Displanes get to enter and win those tickets.
Something for everyone. Is it safe to say that there's
something for everyone?
Ages 2 to 102, that kind of thing. We can say that. I like to say that. All right. Good. Although I noticed you say Displanes different than I say it, Brian. You say Desplanes, yes, and I say Displanes. Is there one right way and one wrong way?
No, I don't think so.
You can say whatever you want.
And why don't people call it Desplans, which is what it should be in French?
Historically, it was never called
it never
that.
Really.
It's never, now never caught on.
Oh.
That's because we're in America.
That's could be part yes. of, it could be part of it.
So, Brian, what's the website where people can get in there and get all that information and make their plans?
It's tasteofdesplanes.com. And it's also on the WGN events page. There's links to it.
Very nice. Brian, great to see you. Phil, great to meet you. Please don't burn yourself. Please be careful.
I'll
promise
try.
Me you'll be careful.
Mahalo.
And Dane, as always, we appreciate you being here. Listen to Dane Neal on Saturdays. The show's going well. It always sounds good.
Oh, yeah. No, thanks so much. And stay tuned, too, because we're going to drop off some, we've got some Kahlua Pig and some other things you guys will be able to taste during the next segment.
If we have to, we have to. We'll take a quick break and then some news. Stay here, Bill and Wendy, WGN.